Ramadan, the Muslim holy month of fasting and prayer, ends tonight. In some cities across the country, mosques are expected to broadcast the Islamic call to prayer during Ramadan. But people have been hearing that call for the first time in the New York City neighborhood of Astoria. Zach Hirsch has more from Queens.
On Friday afternoon, worshippers were gathered outside Al-Iman Mosque in part of Astoria called Little Egypt. Muhammad Yusuf moved here from the real Egypt 5 years ago. He says the adhan, the call to prayer that's been playing in the street, reminds him of home.
It feels like you are in your own country, your home country. It's just like a little bit because in Egypt, honestly, it's going to be more loud.
Three mosques in the neighborhood have been amplifying the call with loudspeakers, announcing each of the 5 daily prayers except for the one at dawn. Rana Abdelhamid is a community organizer and former candidate for Congress who grew up here. She submitted the permit applications to local police, who gave the approval last month at the start of Ramadan.
The initial agreement we were applying for the permits was that this was kind of like a test run, so that if it does go well and there are no sound problems or complaints, that it would go beyond Ramadan for the entire year, which is what our goal is. It's for it to be something that is year-round.
When Abdelhamid first heard the call to prayer coming from her mosque, she cried. And she says lots of people have had the same reaction. Mustafa Chikashik says when he hears this, he can feel it in his heart.
It gives you a feeling like you have to go to pray. It's a call from Allah. You have a sensation that Allah is calling you to come to pray, you know, invitation to his house.
Abdelhamid says the adhan came up in community town halls. Astoria has a large population of immigrants from Muslim-majority countries. Abdelhamid says many of her neighbors were nostalgic for the call to worship. But for her, it's so emotional because of what it was like being Muslim in the city after 9/11. Mosques were under heavy surveillance, and lots of Muslims felt like they had to hide their identity. Abdelhamid remembers people changing their names, putting away their hijabs, and shaving their beards.
Anything that marked them as clearly Muslim, I remember growing up, and there was a lot of shame around my identity, and now I'm like, nah. And like, nah, you know? Like, yes, there's xenophobia. Yes, there's this hate-based violence, but I'm, like, proud to be Muslim.
The difference now, she says, is what she calls a resistance culture of joy, dedicated efforts to recognize people's needs and celebrate their identities. Mosques in other New York neighborhoods have amplified the call to prayer in the past. There were noise complaints, even threats. But in Astoria, the response has been positive.
To me, it is like when you hear the church bells in the morning on Sunday.
Atef Mohammed is chairman of Masjid El Ber, one of the oldest mosques in New York City, where church bells are exempt from the noise code. The law says all houses of worship, including mosques, can use organs, chimes, or similar instruments, but there's nothing on the books for an amplified call to prayer. Mohammed says that's an important part of religious life for many practicing Muslims.
We have a lot of Muslims here in the area, a lot of stores, and people is busy buying and selling. So people would forget the time for the prayer. So if they hear the adhan, they will rush to come to the masjid and pray.
Astoria's mosques hope to continue the adhan throughout the day, all year. For NPR News, I'm Zach Hirsch.
And to our colleagues and listeners observing, we wish you a blessed and generous Ramadan on this last day.